At present, what does it look like here at MCCH, knowing that the Supreme Court may or may not pull some portions of the Affordable Care Act? Is this something that, as a hospital, that you have to plan for in some way, shape, or form?
Actually, I don't think we do. Major portions of the act don't go into effect until 2013, 2014. Basically, I don't believe anyone thinks that healthcare does not need to be reformed. Healthcare needs to be reformed. Basically, Medicare as it sits today and Medicaid are, frankly, they're broken and they're broke, or they're going broke. And when I say they're broken, I mean the way they function doesn't promote healthy lifestyles, does not promote cost savings. The Affordable Care Act, I hate to hear people call it Obamacare because yes, he was the president, and yes, he pushed it, but it's a legislative kind of piece. I don't believe, and I don't think most physicians and most hospitals believe, that it's close to perfect, but it was a starting point. If you look at Social Security, it's totally different than when it started. And my hope was that the Affordable Care Act could be used as just a starting point that could then be modified to work with the good parts and do something different with the parts that weren't working. But it got politicized and made so emotional from the very beginning that I'm not sure that can ever happen. So I think, unfortunately, it's going to come to a point where Medicare goes broke or we have an access problem that a large enough group of people then steps up and says, hey, we've got to change things. Something's got to be done here. That's not the way it ought to be done. It ought to be done proactively.
Looking from the doctors and the hospital's point of view, what portions of the ACA would you like to keep and what would you like to get rid of? What specifically would help MCCH, and is there anything that you would say this would actually hurt us?
Two parts that I think were particularly good about Bill were allowing you to keep your child on your health insurance longer. The other part of it that I think was good, frankly, was health insurers were forced to take people even if they had pre-existing conditions. They couldn't turn down people. The other part of the act that put a burden on states was they mandated an increase in the state's Medicaid money that they had to pay. So states who were particularly already in a budget crunch, obviously that wasn't looked at as very favorable. But the other side of that coin is, for this hospital, then that meant that we were more likely to get a higher percentage of pay for those patients. Medicaid pays roughly about 85% of the true cost of care. And you're taking a 15% loss on every one of these patients, and again with an aging population, that turns into a fair amount of dollars. So if that's kicked out, that would obviously hurt the hospital. It may help the state's budget, and it may make some people more comfortable in terms of the need to raise revenue some other way. But from the standpoint of taking care of people, we would be a great deal more solvent.
Dr. Robert Tucker, Chief Medical Officer for Murray-Kalloway County Hospital, thank you so much for speaking with me.
I appreciate it.